This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Kind of like the Nashville Predators, some talented people put together, and eventually they'll do something good.
So far, the only Stanley Cups we have are the ones we bought at Target. There's been so many incidents on planes lately. This one is very odd and yes. Very uncomfortable.
So there's a couple on the plane, and the flight attendant comes over and says, "Can you move over, please?" And the couple said, "Sure, no problem." And then they placed a dead body next to them in the seat they were next to.
No.
And it was a 14-hour flight
right. From
Australia to Venice.
No.
Now, this is was a large woman who died in the bathroom.
On the plane.
And she was too large to take her back to her original seat.
And too large to move up to the more spacious business class.
Right.
She couldn't fit through the door, apparently. But
how did she get on the plane?
Yeah, I know. There's so many questions.
Yeah, we don't know what she died of. She just died.
She just died, unfortunately, this poor woman. And they just plopped her in the seat next to this couple, who, by the way, didn't enjoy flying in the first place. They were already a little hesitant about taking a 14-hour flight from Melbourne to Venice.
Happened to have the misfortune of sitting near the bathrooms at the back of the plane. And that's where they put the lady in the aisle seat.
You just plopped her in there.
Did they say how long into the flight it happened?
4 hours into the flight.
Oh,
so there was another
gosh.
10 hours
ten
left
hours and
of sitting next to a dead body. They threw a blanket over the body.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Okay, but it gets better. When they landed, they weren't allowed to leave their seats next to the person who had died, even when the ambulance and police people came in, they had to stay in their seats while they attended to the dead body and took the blanket off again.
So, because they would had to have crawled over her to get out of their seat.
Apparently, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, they're a little upset at Qatar Airways. It's like a QATAR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's how they had to spend the next 10 hours.
Yeah, they should get the rest of their flights free for the rest of their life.
I would think so,
I mean, that's tragic on so many levels.
Right. Nobody wins.
No.
Okay. They especially not win.
Yeah.
Here's a question for everyone in the room and also anyone listening, if they'd like to text us at 615-553-0933. Here's the question.
It's a poll.
A long flight like that, 14 hours, would you rather sit next to a dead body or a screaming baby for that long of a flight?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's a really... Okay.
Oh, that's tough.
Because the screaming baby would probably fall asleep eventually.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think for the sake of this poll, you got to say... Screaming the whole time?
Screaming the whole time?
Dead the whole time.
So you have a choice of a screaming baby who would give you a headache, or you'll be haunted for the rest of your life by a dead body sitting next to you on a plane.
Well, you also couldn't move then. They couldn't go to the bathroom
or
do anything.
You couldn't go to the bathroom yourself because you couldn't crawl over this large dead person.
I'm doing baby.
Think baby?
Yeah, I'm doing baby.
Yeah,
I have noise canceling headphones.
Do they have like those earplugs or something? But then again, it's quiet.
Well, text us right now, 615-553-0933. Screaming baby or dead body?
We'll reveal the results of your text.
Yes. Could you imagine if turbulence hit and her arm plopped in your lap? Oh,
right.
Gosh.
You're making it worse and worse.
There's a smell.
I bet you.
Okay, well, let us know what you think. Text us at 615-553-0933. Three things you want to know this morning.
So we lost some celebrities yesterday, and very sad. 39-year-old Michelle Trachtenberg, actress, knew her from Gossip Girl and, as a child, Harriet the Spy.
Right.
Apparently, she had a liver transplant that had complications, and that's how she passed away.
That's so sad. Yeah,
so young. And then not very young at all, really. He was 95. Gene Hackman, classic actor, had passed away. He, his wife, and their dog. So it, one would think, they still have to investigate, that it might be carbon monoxide poisoning. Because
they all died at the same time.
They were all in their
apartment.
Home.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's too bad.
It is. That's sad. Pretty much anything that connected with the Beatles will sell at an auction. Somebody paid an undisclosed amount for a piece of George Harrison's toast from the 1960s. Apparently, some girl who was 15 was at his house and saw that he noticed he left part of his toast on the plate. She grabbed it, of course, sealed it in plastic, put it in a scrapbook. A few years ago, it sold for $94,000 at an auction.
Wow.
And they don't
know
how much they paid for it now.
Ridiculous.
Oh, it's just weird.
Golly.
Gina?
Wow. Well, the NFL has a union of sorts. It's called the NFLPA, and it's comprised of all of the NFL players, current ones, and then they have a couple former ones as well.
Right.
And every year they rank each franchise by like the treatment of families, food and nutrition, travel, coaches, I mean everything. And they get a ranking 1 to 32 overall. So the Dolphins were ranked number one.
Okay.
They got a good place.
They did. The Arizona Cardinals were ranked last at 32. And the Titans were ranked the 16th team.
So pretty much exactly in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of fits.
Yeah.
At least we're not the worst.
Yeah. We're just the most unremarkable.
Yeah. We're just the, like, no one cares. Yeah.
Not the worst experience, just the worst team for now. They're going to get better, though. They will one day.
Yeah.
You'll see.
At least we're first in something.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
All right. Before the break, we asked you the choice. A long flight. Would you rather be next to a screaming baby who would scream for the entire 14 hours of your flight or a dead body?
And the results are in. They've chosen the screaming baby.
Yep.
We did have one correction from a texter. They said it was only 4 hours with the dead body.
Oh.
I got it flipped
around.
So the
flight was almost over.
Yeah, okay. It was like 10 hours in. Okay. And then,
well, not almost over. It's still 4 hours.
In the grand scheme. Okay.
So people would, they'd rather, they choose child over corpse.
All right. You got a baby-canceling headphones. You'll be all set. There's three things you want to know and more from Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.
Here's the deal at my house. I get out early because I go to work early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife works a regular, I think, 8 to 4:30 job.
Yeah.
So I think that's when she gets out. And it takes her about 45 minutes to get home. And because of this is the way it's gone, we've switched back and forth throughout our careers and stuff where one of us makes dinner because they get home first.
Yeah.
So I'm the guy who makes dinner right now. And when my wife comes home at about 5:15, she is a starving bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So while she's never put any pressure on me, I feel the pressure to have food ready at about 5:15.
So this is self-imposed pressure.
Right.
So
okay. I feel the same way, though.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So like if there's something like in the oven and it's not done yet, like, she will come in, she will, like, drop her backpack from work and her coat, and she'll just, like, rip the pantry open and start, like, shoving saltines in her mouth and getting out peanut butter. And it's like, you know.
It's like a bear coming out of hibernation.
Absolutely. And so, like, I try to avoid that and have it ready. And so, yesterday, my planned dinner was a fairly easy one,
okay.
Right? I bought a thing of naan bread,
I love naan. Yeah,
Indian restaurant.
That's good,
It's basically, it's a round piece of dough, flat.
It's kind of pita-esque.
Yeah. And so I was making naan pizzas.
Oh,
which
that sounds good.
So I got some, you know, pizza sauce, mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
And it real easy, throw it in the oven for 5 minutes, right? And so, like, I'm making sure that, okay, the oven's going to be 400 degrees by about 5:10, which gives it 5 minutes in the oven. So when she comes in at 5:15, and, like, about I look at the clock and it's 5:15. She's not home yet. I'm like, oh, I haven't put them in the oven. And I'm like, maybe I should wait. She can wait 5 minutes. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And then it's about 5:30, 5:40. And I text her like, hey, yeah, are you on the way home? Where are you? I'm looking at the calendar, our Google calendar, and seeing if like she had a haircut appointment or something after work.
Yeah, some shit to do on the way home from work.
Yeah, and I see nothing. And like now I'm starting to get to be like this like 1970s frustrated housewife whose husband hasn't come home from dinner and the food is sitting out there and I'm like I'm mad at her and I'm really mad and I've got oven mitts on my hands and I look ridiculous.
You're screaming into your apron.
Right? Yeah. And so then about like 10 to 6 then it switches over to I'm kind of scared, mother
yeah,
mode.
Worried. Yeah, like, you're worried like, where she is.
Is she okay? Yeah, she get in an accident? Is she all right? Yeah. I was being such a jerk. What if she's not all right? And then so I tried to call her, and there's no answer.
Uh-oh.
Right? And so about 10 after 6, she walks in the door, and I'm sitting there with, like, oven mitts on, and I'm watching, like, a YouTube video, all depressed at the kitchen counter. She's like, what? Go, where have you been? She goes, I had a chiropractor appointment. Well, I didn't know it. And I was worried about you. And you didn't tell me you had a chiropractor's appointment. And you didn't put it on the calendar.
Oh, man.
And I've been sitting here with non-pizzas, non-cooked, because I didn't know if you were okay.
Yeah, you like, are your mom.
Sorry. Sorry, I forgot to put it on the calendar. And then we ate. Well, she enjoyed her pizza.
Yeah.
And I ate every bite of resentment.
that extra loud silence that happens.
Yeah, the extra crunch.
Yeah, there's a lot of sighs in between bites of pizza.
Oh, man. Wow.
A little amazing peek into my life. You know how those day in the life videos are really popular right now?
Yeah.
I wish I had filmed it. I wish there was somebody there to film me.
And now, another thought-provoking Woody and Jim Show podcast extra.
We were talking about, you know, the dinner that I waited and waited for my wife. But Gina, you had a question.
Yeah, do you have her like location on your phone or like
where you can track where somebody is? I don't.
Yeah.
And I should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first you should because of safety and
know. And give that to her as well.
Yeah. And spying. But yeah,
and spying, exactly.
Especially because like you, I usually make dinner at night. And so Landon always calls me when he's on his way home from work. And then I can kind of time him with his traffic and see where he's at and what time to put like the chicken in the oven or
that's
whatever
smart
the case may be.
Yeah, my girlfriend Melissa has the Life 360, and I have it on my phone too, and we are able to tell where we are.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even when we're driving together somewhere, I'm driving, she's in the passenger seat, and we pull into our neighborhood, she'll say, oh, you're home now. I went, oh, thanks. I noticed.
You too.
Yeah, you are too. My phone is blowing up.
Now, Gina, you mentioned stalking. I mean, that I know friends, Zach that we used to work with, he tracked everybody he could possibly track.
Yeah.
If he had your phone and it was unlocked, he would set it up so he could track you. And then he would just give you a call like, hey, why are you at Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah. or he'd just tell everybody in the room, hey, Jim just left his house.
Yeah. It's so creepy. I don't stalk like that.
No.
Usually it's if I'm meeting somebody, so I want to see like how far away they are versus texting or calling them. And then if I'm trying to get a hold of somebody like my mom or like another family member, I want to see where they're at so I know if it's a good time to call or not.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. What about if somebody is, you're trying to call them and they don't answer?
Mm-hmm.
Because that was what triggered me with my wife.
Right. You were trying to call to find out where she was, but she was had a chiropractor's appointment without telling you.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would be like, if I try to call somebody and I think I should be able to get a hold of them, they would pick up normally.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I would go instantly to the
tracker. For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And sometimes it's fun to just check and see where they're at and what they're doing.
Yeah, just be a fun stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're at McDonald's? Bring me a McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Now back to the rest of the podcast. It's 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. There's a story of a little girl who will have a really hard time getting a personalized license plate at the Ruby Falls gift shop.
Because her name is...
Get ready.
Unikite 13 Hotel.
That is her actual name.
What?
And she's not even a child of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Because you know how he names him after, like, you know,
letters.
Mathematical and equations and stuff like that. Yeah.
Airplanes.
Wait, what?
So this 2-year-old girl now, she was born of a one-night stand, I guess. This woman gave birth to her in Nebraska, and it wasn't even in a hospital.
Yeah, they just had a home birth.
Right.
Ugh.
And the father didn't even know that this child, you know, was around.
Right.
But the mother was deemed unfit.
Yeah, and, like had drug problems or something like that, yeah.
So the state took her into foster care.
Okay.
And they had to generate a name for the baby, and for some reason... It was generated randomly by a computer that named her Unikite 13 Hotel.
And no human being stepped in and
said,
this doesn't seem right.
And then, so, like, the father of the child found out that he was the father and said, you know, I take responsibility. Taking her out of foster care. This is my child. I'm going to care for her.
Good.
She needs like a lot of help. She needs like speech therapy and all kinds of other things. Without a birth certificate and a name that people would believe, he was not able to get a social security number for the child.
Right.
So he couldn't get health care for the child and things that she needed.
Oh my gosh.
And he's been fighting for 2 years. And finally, courts in Nebraska have granted her a social security number.
Oh, good.
For Unikite 13 Hotel.
Yes. And apparently, she doesn't go by that name.
Oh, that's good.
The father gave her a normal name, and I'm trying to find it here.
I think it's Caroline.
Caroline, yeah.
Oh, way better.
And, yeah, so she is... Hopefully, the next step, now that she has a social security number, is they can change her name from Unikite 13 Hotel to Caroline.
That is just outrageous. Although,
would you love her to be your waitress at like Cracker Barrel and it's only a 1-star waitress?
Yeah.
Unikite 13 Hotel will be your server today.
That sounds like you're reading off a license plate to
it does,
a police officer.
Or you're
on a walkie-talkie in the war or something like that.
Yeah. Unikite 13 Hotel. Drop the bombs now.
Knowledge.
Dear Lord.
Wow.
Is that the weirdest thing ever?
That's bad. That's brutal.
Yeah. How could... For 2 years, somebody not fix that.
Yeah.
And for a computer system to just be like, yeah, this is your chosen name. Mm-hmm. And then for a human not to be like, hey, this is wrong.
Yep.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
What are we doing here? Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready now to play Gender Wars, the classic battle. For the ladies in the audience, we have Samantha in Thompson Station. Hello, Samantha.
Hey.
Hey there. And for the guys, we have Craig in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Craig.
Hey, what's going on?
All right. We have a get acquainted question for both of you.
I do. What's the worst haircut you've ever gotten, Samantha?
A bang trim. It was awful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have bangs anymore.
Yep.
Just did not work, huh?
Were they too short?
So short.
Oh,
oh man. Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it.
You just have to wait, right?
Yeah.
Kind of have that, the Dumb and Dumber look.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Craig, what about you? What's the worst haircut you ever got?
Oh, it's got to be when I was a kid and my mother gave me a mullet.
She gave you a mullet. She said, I want my kid to look like. Yeah, he hunts gators in his spare time.
That's right.
Billy Ray Cyrus right there, you know?
The Kentucky waterfall.
Awesome. All right. Well, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble to make your opponent answer your question. Let's begin with multiple choice.
Here we go. Samantha, multiple choice. Is Heineken beer imported from Canada, Holland, or Germany?
Germany.
No.
Oh, I thought that.
No, it comes from Holland.
Didn't know.
All right, Craig. Are Speak Now and Fearless albums from Taylor Swift, Beyonce, or Selena Gomez?
Well, I'm a Swiftie, so yeah, that's definitely Taylor.
Okay. Nice.
Welcome to the club, Craig.
There you go. You took the early lead. All right, Samantha, you can get back into it with this one. EA Sports is a company that sells what?
Jerseys.
No, not jerseys.
No, they sell video games.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Craig, you're up 1-0. If you get this one, she can't come back. We want to keep this game going, so we're rooting for you to get it wrong.
Yeah, so
I'm just being honest.
All right, Craig, complete the advertising slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's...
Maybelline?
Yes.
Is right.
Oh, wow. The ladies' win streak has come to an end.
All right.
So, Craig, you get to wave your mullet in victory.
That's right. May it fly freely through the air.
Yes.
Congratulations. We've got tickets to the Predators game, and we're also going to send you a certificate of braggification that you can show everybody. You're a winner with Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 Totally Hits Nashville.
I've always known it, but yesterday it was confirmed that my girlfriend Melissa is the woman that I need to have in my life.
Aww.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful to hear. Yeah.
She came home around 5:00 yesterday and said, I got a package from Temu. Okay. You stay here in the kitchen. I'm going to come out in a second.
Okay.
And she had bought for $20.
Okay. Well, that's high for Temu.
I know. Yeah. An inflatable T-Rex costume.
No way.
If you follow me on Instagram at Radio Woody or on Facebook, you can actually see.
You jumping around in the suit?
No, she put it on.
Oh, she put it on for
Stop
you.
Stop it.
To Hold fulfill on, your it. Dinosaur yes. fantasies.
Yes. And she comes out and here's the video.
Oh, that is awesome looking. That's hilarious. And then things
that
got...
That is amazing.
Then things got weird.
Only $20? That's not too bad.
I said, you put the ass in Jurassic Park.
Does this dinosaur outfit make my... Just leave that.
But yeah, that's one awesome. Of the things that purchased from Temu that actually was worth it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So
we got that going for us, which is nice.
That's awesome.
And before the tariffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
25% more expensive T-Rex.
So, Gina.
Yeah.
You have an experience to share with us, and you said you'd like to preach.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think everyone can relate.
Okay. Let's get the music ready for you.
Well, I have the music ready. Did you need to set it up before you start, or do you want the music now?
We could do the music now.
Now. Okay.
Now, here we go. Gina, preach!
Okay, I just want to preface by saying I appreciate healthcare professionals and all the work that they do. I know it's difficult, especially now. Times are changing. There's a lot going on.
You're leading up to a big butt.
However, what is the point of making an appointment if you don't get seen at that time or even, like, I don't know, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes before?
20 minutes later.
20 minutes later is even fine. I get it. You know, appointments run late, things like that. We had an appointment for Landon to get his stitches out of his finger. Yeah. He got injured at work, so it was like a whole work comp thing. Like, we had to keep seeing this urgent care place.
You had to go to a specific place to get your care. Yeah.
Yes, and to get them out because, yeah. So
how many stitches did he have?
He only had three, and they were
stitches.
Small.
Okay.
So we get there early. The appointment was at 6 last night. We get there at 5:45. Okay. Also, I'm tired. Like, we've had a crazy last week.
Mm-hmm. Long week.
Like, yes. So we get there at 5:45. His appointment is at 6. We're sitting there in the waiting room. There's a couple other people to be seen. a couple of them have masks on, so already my guard's up because I'm like, you either have COVID or you're sick. Like,
what's going on?
Something's happening. And I start falling asleep. I fall asleep like two or three times sitting in there in the waiting chair. It gets to be 7 o'clock. So we've been waiting for an hour for the appointment, for us to even be pulled back. We're waiting an hour.
Oh, so you haven't gotten even into the examination room yet. Okay.
An hour plus because you got there early.
Yeah, we get there early.
Because you're courteous.
Yes. So we get pulled back around 7. And the lady is like, oh, yeah, our system was down for 2 hours, so sorry for your guys' wait, but there's only 2 people in front of you, so it shouldn't be too much longer. I was like, okay, yeah. All he needs is for him to get 2 stitches out. And so the doctor comes back at 6 or 7:30. We had to wait another 30 minutes for the doctor to come back to take his freaking stitches out of his freaking finger.
At this point, Gina texts us, oh, I've got something to preach about tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
And I said, well, you know, I would take the stitches out for $20.
Yeah. If I had known I would have had to wait for 2 hours, I would have taken them out at home, just put on YouTube and figure it out.
Yeah, give me some needle-nose pliers. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, all you needed, let me tell you, all you needed were tweezers and scissors.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I've got alcohol to make it sterile.
Yep.
It's not hard. I saw her do it. It's not hard.
Yep.
I was so mad and the whole time. Landon's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And it's not your fault.
You should, like, if you had done it, you should have charged yourself like $700.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and
at least give yourself a copay.
And at least his company pays for it. Yeah. You know, like nothing is coming out of our pocket except for our time.
And your frustrations.
And I had made chili for dinner. So that was sitting on the counter in the crock pot. And of course, in my mind, it's like,
oh, yeah. It's
going to blow up my house.
It's chili tar by the time you get home.
Yeah. But goodness gracious, I was so like, what is the point of having an appointment if you're not going to be seen within a 30 minute window at least?
Yeah.
Like, there should be some sort of like, if we don't see you within this amount of time frame, you get your money back or something.
Right.
Like, let me go home and eat chili.
Take a dollar off my bill for every 5 minutes I have to wait.
Yeah. All she did was tug on the stitch, snip, and pull it out. Wasn't difficult.
Right. I don't know. This is one of the great mysteries of life.
Oh, so frustrating.
And the best healthcare system in the world.
Yes. Sure.
We all need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
You might say our mood boost is trying to catch the world being good.
Okay. I like that.
And we've heard about, you know, celebrities that are just impossible to work with and rude to people. Let's talk about somebody who's super nice. And it's The Office's Steve Carell.
I love him, yeah.
Here is a firsthand account of what happened to Steve Carell not too long ago as he was filming a small independent movie in a tiny town.
But Steve Carell came to stay for about a month while he was filming an independent film there. He kept a pretty low profile and ate at the same diner like every day. Anyways, one day there's this big storm that comes in and it's pretty nasty. And Steve Carell's staying at this small little home that he was renting across the street from a grocery store, the only one in town. And the power in most of the town completely went out. He saw the owner as an elderly couple working by candlelight trying to rescue a bunch of their perishable product, probably going to lose thousands of dollars of merchandise that they couldn't afford to lose. He makes a call, and within an hour, somebody shows up with a generator and the needed resources to get that store back and powered on.
Oh,
he didn't charge them anything for this. He just offered it to them for free. It's not all either. Within days of the storm, Steve Carell was actually seen by the local people of the town helping to clean up debris. And you don't hear about this story very often because he didn't reach out to any of his PR people and try to make a big deal about it. He didn't contact the news and tell them that he did these great deeds. He just did them to help out. And that diner that he ate at every day has a picture of him that he had personally signed hanging up on their wall to this day.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Just doing it to be nice and not looking for publicity.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is the best boss.
He is.
His mark was right.
Yeah. As mood boost from Woody and Jim totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. Jelly Roll, who we love. I guess his cell phone was giving him anxiety. Mm-hmm. So a few months ago, he threw it in the river. and has been just fine without it. He explains how is he living his life without a cell phone.
Laptop. It's been cool. I got a laptop. I email like it's 1998. I'm just waiting on the dial-up modem. It's awesome, dude. No, it's so much cooler. And, of course, I mean, this is probably too inside baseball, but, I mean, I always have somebody around me, so it's not management assistant. Somebody is constantly, you know. So the only place where I don't have a phone where people can get me if they need me is when I'm at home, and that's where I don't need to be got.
Don't need to be got.
I mean, I like that. But that is a luxury.
I was going to say.
Of somebody who's got assistants and a posse with them all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
But I get it.
Three things you want to know this morning. Alexa is about to get smarter. Amazon has announced there's Alexa Plus. Mm. Okay, it's supposed to be more like a real assistant. Mm-hmm. Some of the things it'll do is kind of cool. Like it'll remind you if somebody from your family is coming over, if somebody is gluten-free.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Also, it'll remind you about, it'll call for Ubers for you, it'll order groceries. And also, this would be kind of cool, that it'll buy concert tickets for you as soon as it goes on sale.
Ooh.
So you don't have to sit there
online
and jump on real quick.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty handy.
So then all the Alexa Pluses are going to go head-to-head when these tickets get released.
Right?
Yeah,
I wonder if it's like a war of the Alexa Pluses trying to get, you know, really popular tickets.
Uh-huh. No kidding. Yeah, I guess Prime members are going to get it for free. For everyone else, it's going to be like $20 a month if you're not a Prime member. But I guess it rolls out starting next month to a few people. And then months after that, more people will get it. So
cool.
Alexa Plus, he's your friend.
There was a tractor trailer that caught fire in Maine last night. And they called out the hazardous materials crew because they didn't know what was on the truck.
Sure.
But they quickly determined that it was not hazardous because they could smell the truck full of frozen curly French fries was on fire. And no one was hurt. And they said the scene was smelling delicious.
There's not many things that smell good when they're on fire.
But curly fries?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Emergency ketchup.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they put it out.
Well, Dollywood turned 40 on Tuesday.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to celebrate, they completed more than 100 construction projects. They also added a new big parking lot. And then they have a new Dollywood sign that is reminiscent to the old Hollywood sign.
Oh, really? Okay, that's cool.
And then they also added a new restaurant called Wilderness Pass Restaurant. It's a hard thing to say fast.
I haven't been there in a few years. I need to go back.
I've never been there at all.
Oh, really?
Never been there at all.
I like Dollywood a lot.
It's cool. It's like Disneyland, but on a way smaller scale, obviously.
Mm-hmm. It's like Disneyland with banjos.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Way less weight.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's very true.
Yeah. Very nice.
Good water park, too.
Yeah.
Grab the Totally Hits 93.3 app and listen from anywhere.
It's the Woody and Jim Show here on 93.3 FM.
Reddit put together an interesting list people have contributed to about things that were going to be the next big thing, but they flopped terribly after being hyped up so bad.
I have not seen the list.
Okay.
But I have a guess.
Okay.
The first one that came to mind.
All right.
The Segway.
That is on the list. That's number six on the list.
Pretty
the
much.
Segway.
Paul Blart Mall Cop is the only place I saw a Segway. A
couple episodes of Arrested Development, but other than that, you never saw one actually on the street.
It was supposed to be the thing to change transportation forever.
Forever. Number one on the list, Google Plus. Remember that? That was going to take down Facebook.
Yeah.
But it took down itself.
I think I know one person that tried it.
Yeah.
And nobody else was there. It was like an empty
alone.
Empty warehouse. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Also on the list was 3D televisions. Also the curved TVs.
Yeah.
That were going to be so hot that you could roll up and put up on the wall.
Landon got like a desktop computer for a studio. And now I have it in my office. And
it's got the curve.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried too hard.
Yeah.
Another thing that's on the list is Threads.
Oh, the Instagram?
That was going to be like the new Twitter.
Gosh, and now I can't get rid of the notifications.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
It pops up on Instagram and Facebook like, hey, check out this thread.
Like,
no.
I don't care.
No.
Zuckerberg, we don't want to check it out.
No.
Don't want to. We may hate Twitter, but you know what? You didn't give us anything we want to go to.
Exactly.
It's just a not Twitter.
Yeah.
Quibi is also on the list. That was going to be the new streaming service that was going to take everybody down.
Oh, and the purple and yellow one?
Kind of, nobody.
It only had like short shows that you could only watch on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know one person that downloaded that.
The Google Glasses, those didn't really do anything.
No. Oh, and now Meta came out with some too.
Yeah.
And Apple.
Yeah.
And
they're all doing it. Yeah.
Only like tech giants can afford them.
Right.
And I feel like it only makes sense for like a superhero to wear those too. Like a normal person walking around, what's the benefit?
Yeah. They did there was a Super Bowl commercial with Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt.
Right.
Yeah, where they're in a museum wearing those.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever.
Yeah, those fizzled completely.
They went way back on a few of them, like Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, see, I thought that
was in the 90s.
That was in the 90s, and I remember that being pretty popular.
Yeah, it was for a while, then it went away.
Apparently, people didn't buy enough of it.
It was Pepsi, but it was clear.
Oh.
I know.
It was weird.
Because you expected it to be brown, but it wasn't brown. Yeah. It was clear.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe they're just messing with nature too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, last on the list is fake meat. You know, the ones that they make in laboratories. You know, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do they still have, like, the Impossible Whopper?
They still have that stuff.
I think so. Or, like, they're making chicken now.
Yeah. But this is, like, you know, actual meat that they made from, like, cells from animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something.
It's creeping me out.
Yeah.
This is where it's growing in a lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Science. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. So what are we doing the rest of the day?
I am going to a movie screening tonight for a little-known movie called Queen of the Ring.
Mm. Oh, it's a boxing movie, isn't it?
Wrestling.
Wrestling,
very
okay.
close, yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a true story, I guess, back in, I think, the 40s, when female wrestling was illegal all over the United States.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, wow.
But the story of this one woman who was a single mom who got it to be legal and became the first $1 million female athlete in history.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Sounds pretty cool.
It does sound cool.
I'm kind of interested in it. It sounds inspiring. What do you guys got going on?
I need to unpack.
I didn't unpack yesterday.
Okay. So, I'll be unpacking today and kind of putting the house back in order.
Gotcha.
Okay. Order.
I know what that's like. Yeah. Come back from vacation.
I got one thing done yesterday, actually. Got the car washed.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
So, yay for that. And we're having some financial issues right now. So, I have just discovered that I am officially reverse mortgage years old. So I'm gonna look into that.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna call Tom Selleck.
That's right. He's always on TV.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, he's on TV. You can trust him, right? You guys have a great day. We'll see you later.